Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Battery Park City on this beautiful, beautiful day. In full view of our beautiful Statue of Liberty. She has the day off today. She's resting. She deserves it. She's had a stressful few weeks. But she's going to go back to work tomorrow. And that's what we're here to announce. As you know, with the federal government shut down, part of what happens is that the tourist sites close. The Department of Interior manages the tourism sites across the country, the federal tourism sites, and the federal tourism sites close. One of the sites that closes is the Statue of Liberty with Ellis Island. That is an economic problem for the state of New York. Tourism is very big business here in the city and the state. And when the Statue of Liberty closes, it disrupts many tourists' plans. People were planning to see the Statue of Liberty. They were planning to come. We've contacted the Federal Department of the Interior, and we worked out an arrangement where New York State will fund the federal employees who operate the Statue of Liberty. So it will reopen tomorrow at state expense. We will pay, in essence, the federal employees who will operate the Statue of Liberty. From our point of view, it's a good investment because the revenue we gain from the tourists is multiples of what it will cost to actually pay to open the Statue of Liberty. And again, we want to keep tourism flowing, we want people coming, and we don't want any disruption. So our arrangement with the Federal Department of Interior will last for the period of shutdown. We will pay to keep it the Statue of Liberty open every day. I'm joined by, on my right, Lindsay Boylan, who's the Executive Vice President of the Empire State Development Corporation. To my left is the Secretary of State, Rosanna Rosato. So that's good news, and we're excited about that. For anyone who was here planning to see the Statue of Liberty or planning to come to see the Statue of Liberty, tomorrow it's going to be open and running as normal. I also think in many ways the Statue of Liberty is symbolic for what's going on right now in Washington. The issue is about immigration, and the sense that some people have that this country should close the doors and stop immigration. And speaking for myself and on behalf of many New Yorkers, we have the Statue of Liberty in our harbor. Statue of Liberty, America, New York are all about immigration. It's all about welcoming people. It's all about bringing people here. The concept of closing the doors to immigrants is repugnant to the concept of America. And that's what we've been arguing for years. We're all sons and daughters of immigrants. Unless you're a Native American, you are an immigrant. I know people like to think, well, I've been here a long time. I'm no longer an immigrant. You are an immigrant. Denial is not a life strategy. I am an immigrant. My grandparents were poor, Italian, uneducated people who came here, who couldn't speak the language, who couldn't read, but they wanted an opportunity to work, and they did their best, and they gave back to this country. They had a son who became governor. They had a grandson who became governor. That's what America is all about. And in many ways, this shutdown in Washington, to me, takes us back to that fundamental concept, which is they are against immigration, they want to close the doors, and we want to keep them open. Questions on comment, on topic?
In 2013, it took 12 days for the statue to reopen. Why is it opening tomorrow this time? What's the change?
In 2013, which was the last federal shutdown, we also made the same arrangement with the federal government where we said we would pay for the workers. I think the initial thought in 2013 was it was going to be a short-lived shutdown. It wasn't. It went on a number of days, and at one point we stepped in. So we learned our lesson. This time we're stepping in immediately. We don't want any break in the tourism schedule, and we don't want any disruption for tourists who are here to see the Statue of Liberty.
In 2013, how long did the shutdown go on before the state started paying for the federal workers?
I don't remember, but I can get you that information.
Okay.
The only way it reopens is if the state pays, right?
And will Ellis Island also be open tomorrow?
Ellis Island will also be open, yes.
Are any of the any monuments outside of Ellis and Statue of Liberty included in this deal?
No. This is about the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island, which are two of our main federal attractions, if you will. Cost us about $65,000 to per day to pay for the federal employees to open the Statue of Liberty in Ellis Island, and that is one of the best economic investments we've made in a long time. Yeah, the blame game in Washington on the shutdown. First, it's somewhere between depressing and frustrating to me that it's hard to even understand what the specific issues causing the shutdown are. You know, what was the actual breakdown? People talk about DACA, they talk about the military budget, they talk about the child health insurance program. They talk about the president's desire for the wall. What exactly is the issue among that cluster of issues? What is actually causing the shutdown? And I think I find that frustrating as an American, that you just such a dire result and you can't find the definitive cause. That actually ruptured the talks beyond that general cluster of four or five issues. And some are wholly unrelated. Is it health insurance for children, or is it the military budget, or is it the disaster relief for the West, or is it DACA, or is it the president's desire to have a wall? So I think that's frustrating. If you look at the president's commercial, where the president has an opportunity to communicate what he believes it's about. What he's saying is, I want the wall. That's what he's saying. He's saying, I want the wall, which is interesting because for many months, the Republicans and the president were saying they were sympathetic about DACA. They were saying, we understand there's close to a million children. Nobody wants to send them back. We're compassionate. We feel for the children in DACA. That's what they were saying. Well, then renew DACA because he's the one who ended it in the first place. Now it sounds like he's saying, well, to save the DACA children, I want the wall. Which means we're right back to the campaign rhetoric. We're just right back where we were, where President Trump said all throughout the campaign, I want to build a wall. By the way, we're actually in a worse situation than we were, because in the campaign, he wanted to build a wall, and he was going to make Mexico pay. Now, he wants to build a wall, and we have to pay. And if you believe the press reports, the Democrats offered billions of dollars to build the wall, which my opinion is, if they did that, they went way too far. Why are we now paying for a wall? Why would we pay $20 billion to build a wall that you don't need? When the president said he was going to bring back the DACA children anyway. So if the president wants a wall, if that's where we are, then he should stand up and say it. He should say, I'm holding the DACA children hostage for the wall. It's not about DACA. It's not about CHIP. It's not about the military budget. It's not about the fires. I want the wall. And by the way, Mexico won't pay. I want us to pay. Let him say that. And if that's what it is, and I suspect that's what it is, because that's what he's saying on his TV commercial, then I think the Democrats are crazy if they accede to that demand. It would be craziness to give the president a $20 billion wall just so he does what he said they wanted to do, which was let the DACA children stay. And $20 billion for a wall, they just took $18 billion from the people of the state of New York in their tax bill. When they eliminated that so-called state and local deductibility, everybody's income taxes went up 25%. Everybody's property taxes go up 25%. That's $18 billion that they took from New York. And now we should give him $20 billion to build a wall that we don't need, that Mexico was supposed to pay for. It would be lunacy.
Have you spoken to other governors out with other parts to, if they're going to follow suit and pay for their own closing?
I've not spoken to other governors. Look, I don't know the economic consequence of their federal monuments. I know that the Statue of Liberty is a federally controlled memorial, but it's a major income generator for New York State. And we don't want to lose the income. And symbolically, you can shut down the government, but you can't shut down the Statue of Liberty. And symbolically, I think that's in many ways what they're really trying to do in Washington, is they want to shut down the Statue of Liberty. You know, if you listen to their rhetoric, there is no Statue of Liberty. There is no Emma Lazarus poem. There is no give me your poor, give me your huddled masses, right? If you listen to their rhetoric, they don't want anyone from those S-hole companies, just Norwegians. You don't even need a Statue of Liberty. We put a little plaque, just Norwegians welcome. Be very simple. Thank you very much.